Now, just as a final note, is there anything that you would like to offer to the chair and the panel by way of comment or recommendation on the safeguarding procedures in place or difficulties that are encountered by the processes that might assist in their deliberations and recommendations that they ultimately come to make?
Yes, if I may. I think there is a huge problem around accountability, and the problem within the Catholic Church has been going on for years, and I think unless a way can be found to ensure that bishops and religious leaders have no choice but to apply policies and procedures, we'll continue to have problems in managing individuals accused of abuse and in keeping children safe within the Catholic Church. I think there's huge commitment amongst many people within the Church to do so, but there are too many people that just get away with not following these policies and procedures. So there needs to be, in my opinion, some way of making religious and bishops accountable. I think if you don't do that, things aren't going to change.
Do you have any ideas about what might work?
Well, in my humble opinion, I think perhaps there needs to be some kind of body that holds a church accountable, which could result in financial fines or criminal sanctions if these policies and procedures aren't applied in the similar way apply across other agencies. It's nothing. The church ultimately doesn't have to do these things if it doesn't want to. And my concern would be that all the children that have been abused historically, this could happen again, because there would be a complacency. Once this inquiry is over, if nothing happens as a result of this inquiry, the church can continue in the way it's continued for years. And so people will be able to access the services that the church has offered to children and families for years, and the same problems will arise where offenders will be able to target children and abuse again. The other thing I'd like to say is that there should be mandatory attendance of training for all clergy. They should not be allowed to choose whether to attend, and the bishop should not be allowed to choose to let their clergy make their minds up. If you don't train people, if they don't attend, they don't understand safeguarding. They don't understand what a safe environment is. They don't understand how children need to be kept safe, and that these preventative measures are so important. There's a tendency still to think that all the cases in the church are historical and that the problem is going to go away. But we know with offenders that there are young people now who will be offenders. There are people in their teens and their 20s that will be offending. If we don't maintain safe environments, children will be abused in the future as well. This isn't just a historical problem.